Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at lowes.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Lights, cameras, action, let the blessings unfold. I put pen to paper, watch it turn to gold. From the script to the screen, we're making it real clean.
Welcome back to the Newbie Film Academy podcast. I am your host, Joan Montrell. And if you've got a story in your soul but don't know how to make it sell, you're in the right room. Episode 2 is all about writing a script that turns heads, gets funds, and tells truth. Whether you're writing for the big screen or your living room premiere, your story is currency that gets you in the door. Let's unlock the power of storytelling that sells. Welcome back, Newbie Nation. Let's talk about the script is the soul. Every good film starts with a great script, and a great script starts with truth. Before you even open Final Draft or grab your journal, ask yourself, what is this story really about? What am I trying to prove? And what do I want my audience to get from this story? This story is not just the plot, but it's the heart of your soul, where you are creating from your soul to write this story. People buy into passion, they invest into purpose, and if your story doesn't move you, it won't move them. Your script isn't just lines, it's your ministry on paper. Let's talk about the three foundations of a sellable story. Number one, clarity. Who is your story for and why does it? Number two, conflict. If there's no struggle, there's no story. Number three is character transformation. Show us who changes and how they change. Take us on a roller coaster ride. It's not about big budgets or wild twists. It's about emotional honesty. And that starts with letting the audience feel something. I remember while writing Walk by Faith, it was a very emotional time for me because this story was actually a true story on me as a caregiver and tending to my two sons that was born with sickle cell disease. And it was very emotional because me writing through it all and understanding the feelings that I felt at every moment, every time they got a crisis, every time we visited the hospital, every time they told us that there was no cure. The movie was very emotional. This is what the audience, I believe, they want: emotional honesty. Something that they can relate to, something that they can feel. So not everyone can relate to Walk by Faith because it was a story dealing with a child with a disease. But those who can relate, they will understand my pain as a caregiver. So let's talk about faith-based films. It doesn't mean boring. Most of the times when individuals scroll through the genres of movies and they see faith-based, they just rush past it because they think it's going to be very preachy, religious, wordy. So they scroll past it, but let's clear something up right now. Christian films don't have to be dry. Faith-based doesn't mean flat. You can be bold, relevant, layered, and raw, and still honor God. Your story can still deal with real marriage struggles, grief and trauma, identity and calling, doubt and redemption. Just tell the truth and trust that the Holy Spirit will do the healing. We're not writing to impress. We're writing to impact. Let me just say that again. I love that. We're not writing to impress. We're writing to impact. Let's move right along to writer's block or spiritual block. Sometimes the words won't come. Sometimes you don't see the scenes playing through your head. You're staring at your paper, praying for a plot twist, but nothing comes. So in times of these blocks, you want to pray. You even may need to fast. You want to worship and ask God what He wants to say. The best scripts I've written came after a good cry and a deeper surrender. And that's when the script flowed. You know, the script flows when the Spirit leads. You have to let the Spirit lead. Okay, so next up is our Filmmakers Challenge.
Okay, everyone, places. This is the final scene, so let's make this one count. And action.
Your Filmmakers Challenge this week is write the logline for your next script. That's one sentence that captures the essence of your story. Then write the first two pages of your script, even if it's messy. Start with what you know and write like someone's life depends on it, because maybe it does. And I believe it does, because if you have a gift to write and put those scenes together in your head, that is something special. That's something that just didn't birth out of your flesh. That's something that the Spirit of God gives to us so that we can continue to make this world go around. Next up is our encouragement segment. Let the Holy Ghost co-write. In Habakkuk 2:2, it says, write the vision and make it plain. So you're not writing alone. You've got the best co-writer there is. And when you surrender the pen, God will give you dialogue you never rehearsed and scenes that change lives. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes when the Holy Ghost gives me scenes, I be like, wow, that is good. So sometimes the dialogue actually changes my life. I'm serious, guys. I mean, when you allow the Spirit to lead, you will be amazed at what comes out of you. It's amazing. Okay, so this is the end of our encouragement segment. And this is Joan Montrell from the Newbie Film Academy podcast. Follow us on newbiefilmacademy.org. Until then, keep writing, keep believing, and remember, your script is your seed. And what happens when you plant a seed? Someone comes right along and water it, and God gives the increase. Until then, God bless, and you be safe out there now.
But to God be the glory. With passions and purpose, we're ready to fight. With the Lord on our side, we're walking by faith and not by sight. Moving with God's power, now man. So let's go.